I think you said it right there. I think Philly will be out.
Okay. I think
they'll be top four.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think at 5, 6, 7, the playing going to be kind of crazy because one of those teams are going to be in the
well, Orlando. The that was your beloved Orlando. I'm going to move Indiana up.
So Orlando going to be in the playing?
Perhaps.
Ooh.
This will be shocking, but are we sure the Bucks are better than Cleveland right now?
That is stunning. Yes, that is stunning.
You can be impartial.
Are we sure? No, but I think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think
they are.
They're going to start off in my list better than Cleveland. We'll see what happens because I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm not sure, but I'm going to start off with Milwaukee being.
I'm going to go.
Would you guys be shocked if the Bucks ended the season, the regular season, in the play-in?
I would.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. Yeah. I would be. You wouldn't be. You're out.
I
do.
I think
Jesse thinks Milwaukee's
not great.
Milwaukee and Ohio. We're just gonna, you know, Wisconsin. We're just gonna put these two.
Well, I love. Like I said, I love Giannis and Dame, but it's just everything else is not good.
Jesse just thinks they're the Hornets. He's about to ask.
Cleveland is like they're around or whatever. They're not championship contenders, but they're usually fifth, fourth seed or whatever. Orlando's starting to come up. I'm really high on Indiana. Philly, I think, will be a top three team. The Knicks will be a top two team, and then Boston's one.
Hold on. I just got a text in the group chat from Jesse Tapia. It says,
no, you didn't.
Ask me if you think Milwaukee will be as good as Washington.
That's not true.
This is not true at all.
You're lying. You're lying like you did about the cost of your wardrobe. Like you're doing it again. This show.
What? I didn't even say a number.
This show has been nothing but lies.
I didn't even say a number.
I don't think it's like that crazy to think, not even that. Milwaukee's just horrible or whatever, but Cleveland's good. Like it's gonna be a jumbled mess. Maybe they don't even play.
You know, no one said Miami.
I like Miami too. If they're healthy.
Miami playing.
If they're healthy, I like them.
Miami playing. Now, if they're healthy, I think Milwaukee is a top 3 to 4 team. There's the thing with them, is they don't have any room for error. If Dame or Giannis goes down, it could get nasty.
Yep.
It could get nasty. So that's kind of probably their Achilles heel.
The depth is
just not there.
I'm trying to pick the 6 playoff teams in the East. It's Boston, New York, Milwaukee, Philly, Cleveland.
And then Indy, right?
And then I guess I go Indy with Miami and Orlando being next. I feel like I'm leaving. I don't think I'm leaving someone obvious. I don't like Atlanta. Brooklyn, no. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Detroit, Charlotte, Toronto. Yeah, I think that's what I'm doing.
Right now, to me, the 6 playoff teams, we mentioned the 4 that with the Boston, Philly, New York, and Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go 5 with Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. We know 6 is your beloved Magic.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put Orlando at 6.
That's all right.
That'd be crazy to have Indiana not in the top 6.
I don't think it's crazy.
I think they're a top 6 team,
I think they'll be separated by half a game. Mm-hmm. A game.
I think Indiana takes a step this season.
I think that run they made
in the Eastern Conference, the playoffs last year, like that was something.
So I disagree a little bit. So what I think happens is I think they make a regular season run. I don't think they sniff the conference finals again. Mm. I think they're a much better regular season team. I think the time that they had together, remember Pascal got there mid-year, like I think they're going to have a really, really good regular season. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I buy them in the playoffs against any of those other teams, but I think they're going to have a really good regular season.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with that. Like I said, I got them top 4 this year.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You got the Bucks out of there. All right.
Bucks and if he could get Cleveland out, he'd do that too.
Low-key pick Cleveland over Milwaukee.
That was the nicest thing you've ever said about Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
There, by the way.
Good stuff by me.
Yeah, great stuff by you. Bad job by me. We mentioned the Golden One Center as a potential home for Sac State Pac-12 basketball or perhaps other FBS conference basketball. It would have been the perfect time to mention that the NCAA tournament is returning to Sacramento, the first and second rounds of the men's tournament in 2027 will once again be at the Golden One Center.
That is awesome. That is awesome. That's what I love to see. It's always a good weekend when the NCAA tournament is here.
Yep.
And getting those first and second rounds again is awesome. I think last time we were here, we had some, who was it? Was it Princeton who got the upset? I think they beat somebody. Princeton got an upset. We saw UCLA. Actually, I think Princeton got all the way to the Sweet 16 out of Sacramento. I think they won their first two games when they were here, and that was great to see. Delco's always packed. The Golden One Center is absolutely packed. So, yeah, it's great news. One thing I guess we didn't get, I remember we were trying to be in the running for a regional final for the women's tournament, and I don't know if that
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that recently. When Sean's tweet popped up, I did get a little excited. I was like, oh, this is it. And then it wasn't. Not that the men's tournament isn't very exciting, but it's not what I was.
Yeah, I want the women's one. I want that women's regional too. And so, I apologize to Roddy. I couldn't remember who they beat, but Roddy tells me no need to talk about that game. And
helps you remember who it was.
Yeah, I won't even say who it was.
Thoughts and prayers to Roddy.
Although, big win for Arizona this past Saturday. Went into Utah, took down number 10 Utah. So shout out to Roddy and his Wildcats. For that one, Tucson was buzzing.
Wasn't that part of Cash Caraway?
No,
it wasn't.
No, I had Utah the week before, and
the week before.
I didn't have Utah. I had Oklahoma State favored against Utah.
Yeah,
and I lost.
Not good. Yeah, not good.
I went against Oklahoma State this past Saturday and won because they got me twice, and I said, "Oh, these guys are the marks.
Fool me, you can't get fooled again."
I'm going against you guys now, so that might be the move all year long.
Okay, all right, there you go. Speaking of the move, the Liberty take a 2-0 lead on the Aces.
Damn, we on the brink. I thought they was going to pull it out, too. When Alicia Clark hit that three-pointer to tie it up, I was like, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. And they couldn't get it done.
I did have a theory I told Kenny last night as we were watching the game. It's not a theory. I had a thought. Like, I don't even.
Epiphany?
Just a thought.
Oh, okay.
Just a thought. You got the market cornered on Epiphanies and Palm Angels gear.
You got a Letterman jacket that's Palm Angels.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think
so. The pink joint. That's Palm Angels.
That's not Palm Angels.
What is it?
It's Jerome Lamar.
Oh, I thought it was Palm Angels.
I know what you're thinking about,
Jerome
though.
Jerome Lamar is very rich, too.
Sir, okay. In any event, I did question out loud, like, I could see the Liberty beating the Aces and then getting got by the Lynx or Sun. Now, that's a bit hot takey, but it's not meant to be. It's meant to be more of a, like, it's no matter, they're saying all the right things. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a bit of an emotional dump if they get past the Aces. Like, this. For if I was a Liberty fan, for focus purposes, I would have really preferred this to be in the finals because this feels like everything to them. They've got to get past the Aces. You end the three-peat. You get your marker as, you know, because for the last 2 years, those have been the top two teams in the league. Mm. Now you're on the board with your marker. But you have a really, really good Lynx or Sun team that you're going to have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And I still think the Liberty are the best team in basketball, but it wouldn't shock me if the Lynx or Sun got them if they close out.
I hear you.
If they close out the Aces.
I hear you. I was thinking about that when you said it, and I feel maybe I'm just nitpicking a little bit, but I feel if they end it on Friday in a sweep, I think your scenario is a little less likely.
Sure.
Because it's not as emotional.
Gotcha.
It's just, we just beat their ass.
Yeah.
But if they got to go to five and, oh, man, we finally got by them.
Yeah.
You feel like
you're right.
Accomplished something. So the quicker they end this series, the better it bodes for them not to, I don't even want to say get caught up because the Sun and Lynx are good enough.
Very good.
To do it. But I'm with you. I think the Liberty are the best team. So the quicker
they're keeping Asia off the boards, man. It's crazy. They are forcing her away from the basket.
Yeah, they had the layup to tie it, and it was right there. Oh, she airballed the layup. Asia. And you said it yesterday, though, when we were watching. It's just, they just can't get to that other gear.
Mm-hmm.
This group this year just can't get
to that other gear. It's weird, too. It's the same as Kelsey. It's Chelsea. It's all of them.
Yeah,
Jackie, it's just Asia, collectively they can't. They just can't get there.
Sometimes it's like that. I mean,
they've won two in a row.
This is a smaller scale. It's different, but I feel like it's what happens in sports from time to time. And we talked about this last year with the Kings when people were like, just beat the bad team. And they just couldn't. What they always say, the engine just wouldn't turn over all the way. Like, it just happens. It's not anybody taking somebody for granted or, you know, not being focused or not playing team. But sometimes it's the weird thing about sports. It just doesn't happen sometimes. Lynx won, too, by the way.
Lynx pulled even with the Sun. And that's a good series.
That is a good series. That's a really good series. They was talking a little bit.
Yeah.
I was talking a little bit. That's what I like. That's what I'm talking about. Now it's going back to Connecticut. I think the Lynx win that series.
I'm with you. What about the Major League Baseball playoffs?
Man, it was popping off. And you know what? I can't believe I'm saying this because it's an NOS team.
Oh.
I tweeted out yesterday. I'm kind of all in on the Padres. My boy Tatis hit that 2-run home run in the first inning. I was like, all right, let's go. And one thing that, as I was watching all the games yesterday, good crowds and all this other stuff, but there were empty seats in every game except the Padres game because San Diego it's almost the Kings in Sacramento. San Diego, they love the Padres. That's all they got. They was turned all the way up for that game. They end up winning 4-0. A lot of people, I was listening to a podcast last night, a lot of people think the Padres are the best team in baseball. In the second half of the season, there's something crazy like 49-20 or something like that. And they think this is the team. Like, this is the best team in baseball. So I'm looking at them. As we speak right now, there's two games going on. The Astros might be out the paint. They were down 1-0 to the Tigers.
Just went into the top of the ninth, too.
Yeah, they were down 1-0 to the Tigers. They took a 2-1 lead in the eighth or seventh. It was the seventh. And then the Tigers respond with 4 in the top half of the eighth. They're up 5-2. Obviously, like you said, they're going to the top of the ninth inning now. Season on the brink for the Houston Astros. And then the Orioles trying to stay alive, too. The only home team to win was the Padres yesterday. Other than that, a home team has not won yet.
Kenny's Padres. We'll
see,
come back.
Let's not go that far.
We'll come back. The Week 4 edition of Buy or Sell on the way. Power rankings coming up. And more on Davante Adams and his potential out in Las Vegas. We're dealing with Casey Return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
D-Lo and KC back at it on this beautiful, hot Wednesday afternoon, ESPN 1320. My man D-Lo handling a little business real quick. So I'm here. We rocking. We talking a little bit. And we got Manny and Mitch. Hold on, because I want you guys to be able to talk when D-Lo's here too. So hold on 1 second. But I do want to go back to what we talked about a little bit with the NBA about guys who had something to prove. Do you have anybody else that has something to prove, or do you think those are the two guys, Joel Embiid, Dame Lillard?
I don't even think Dame has something to prove, to be honest. I think Dame's kind of solidified. Like, if we're putting one against the other, like, Dame's at least gotten to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Like, he's gotten somewhere at least. He got swept, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah.
They got swept. It was grand opening, grand closing, but he got there.
No KD, I think, either in that
sense. Yeah.
But
Joel Embiid has no postseason success at all.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't think they're the same, man. I think Dame Lillard, and then another part of it is the Bucks just aren't that good. Like, they're not that deep of a roster. So if they get bounced in the first round again, I don't feel, because of that roster, it's not an indictment.
I can see Dame and Giannis playing well and them not doing anything.
Exactly. Like, if they say they get a fifth seed and have to go up against Indiana again or something like that, like, yeah, you might not have the horsepower to be able to keep up with those guys. So, I don't see Dame as having much to prove.
Does anyone out West have anything to prove? I feel like if there was an answer, it's got to be someone on the Suns.
I was just thinking, like, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant.
Might just be that collective.
It doesn't feel like Kevin Durant has nothing.
Kevin Durant doesn't.
He's a made man.
He is to us. But I think nationally and all that stuff, I think they're kind of like, all right, KD, what are you going to do? You're like by yourself and all that. Not by yourself, but like this is your squad.
Yeah.
Which is unfair. Like, I don't hold that against them or anything like that. But yeah. I think that's how they kind of look at KD still.
So it's funny you say that. So somebody would say, and I don't think he has anything to prove when I say this, but people would say, somebody, some smart ass might say LeBron James, right? Like he's got to prove, you know, this tenure in Los Angeles isn't a failure or something like that.
I think he actually talked about that yesterday or whatever. He said everything going forward is just extra credit at this point.
Did you see the accolade since he's been in L.A.?
Nah. I'm sure it's something crazy, though. Can you list them all out?
This is LeBron's L.A. tenure only. 7-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA, 1 championship, 1 finals MVP, 27-8-8 on 51-36-72 shooting, just as a Laker.
How they do with Brady, you could split up LeBron's Laker career. He's a Hall of Famer. That's a Hall of Fame right there, yes.
If he only played for the Lakers, that's a Hall of Fame career. That is crazy. The crazy thing is I can't believe it's been 7 years. He's been with the Lakers. It doesn't seem
that
long.
We started with the Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball Lakers, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If you would have asked me how long LeBron has been a Laker, I would say 4 years. Maybe this is the 5th year. 7 years. He's going on his 8th year.
That's You'll be at your local sports bar and be like, who was LeBron's first coach with the Lakers? You don't know. It was Luke Walton.
Shout out to my man Luke. And this is the longest LeBron has ever stayed in one spot. In one time. The first Cleveland run might have been 7 or 8 years.
So, yeah, 7 or 8, because he went from 2003 season to 2010. Or was he with Miami in 2010?
He was with Miami in 10. It was, oh, that's a good question. He might have been in Cleveland in 10. 2009-10. No. Yeah, no, 2009-10, he was with Cleveland. That's right. Because that's when they lost to the Celtics. So, this is, it might tie it, though.
Like, yeah.
8 years with the Lakers. So, that's.
Can Loki retire Laker if he wants?
He could. He really could. I when he first made that move to go to the Lakers, I was like, man, don't do that, man, because they're not going to show you the love and the proper respect. Like, they're going to say something crazy like, you know, as a Laker, you're the 6th best Laker and all this other stuff. Like, they just going to disrespect it. But, you know, we're in this situation here where he's been there 6, 7, 8 years at this point. And you read that resume. And once again, bringing a championship, being a finals MVP or whatever. The killer with LeBron, though, is with the Lakers tenure is there is a little this is a little disrespectful. I don't want to go here.
Oh, let's go there.
There's a little Eli Manning to that Lakers
run. Well, okay. I hate when you – what do you mean?
They got the championship, and then what else has he done there?
Conference finals, one. First round.
Hasn't he missed the playoffs like 3 times?
I think he missed the – I don't know if it's 3 times. He's missed it once at least.
He missed it with Luke.
The Luke years don't count, low-key. Like,
no, he only missed it twice. That's kind of egregious.
Eli Manning is disrespectful. Not even because of what, like, I don't even agree. It's just for what you think of Eli Manning, that's disrespectful.
That's kind of egregious in the NBA to miss the playoffs, though. If you're LeBron James,
awesome. You can't
be missing the playoffs. Half the league makes the playoffs. And then half the leagues makes the playoffs, and then they added a couple of spots. For postseason.
Like, you're low-key dissing the GOAT right now.
That's my boy. I love LeBron, man. But, yeah, when I saw those numbers about his Laker tenure, I was like, that is insane.
I didn't realize it's been that long.
Yeah.
For me, it still feels like it's only been 4 years.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I think Joel Embiid has something to prove. When you talk about out West, is it fair to say – De'Aaron Fox has something to prove? I guess people don't look at De'Aaron.
Prove to who, though? And, yeah, who is he?
Prove to, I don't know, maybe everybody. I know we hold him in a certain regard here in Sacramento, and we got love for him, but this is the best team he's ever played with. It feels like it can't be play-in. You know, like, playing situation that.
Well, all right, if we're talking about it, then what's he proving then? Because I think nationally, I don't think there's anything for him to prove. I think if you like make the playoffs or second round, no one's going to change their mind about him nationally.
So I was listening to a discussion last night with Bill Simmons podcast, and they were talking about storylines for the preseason, and they mentioned Ja Morant, and they mentioned Memphis, and they were like, oh, you know, Ja's gonna be back, and you know, there's an argument. They were trying to make an argument for Memphis being a one seed or like being really good and stuff. And when they talked about it, they were talking about like Ja Morant, like, yeah, Ja, you know, there's a world, and it's not inconceivable that he's, you know, first or second team All NBA. And you know, he's up there with the scoring there, and he's up there, and he's making his argument to be one of the top guards in the league again, and you know, and one of the best young American players. And they're like, you know, taking it away from Anthony Edwards, and okay, if he's All NBA, who's he going up against? He's going to Donovan. He's going up against this guard. Da, da, da. And I'm sitting there thinking the whole time, just De'Aaron Fox is dead. He's just dead.
Like, just
he's
the
not,
way it
he's
is.
He's not in this conversation at all, and that's kind of what I mean. To get into that conversation, he's got to prove something this year, it feels like.
To get into that conversation, though, I think he's got to go to the Western Conference Finals, at least for anyone to take notice nationally.
Second round won't do it?
I don't think so.
Dame's back here after talking to Walt Disney himself and just, you know, working out just – Yes, Mr. Barling. Yes, Mr. Barling. Yeah, that's kind of, you know.
They are very nice. The Disney people are absolutely wonderful. They're very nice.
I talked to Walt Disney's great-grandson who personally invited him.
That's not what happened. Boy, boy, have you misunderstood the way the last 24 hours have gone? Terribly misunderstood. Get a text yesterday, 3:57. We just said goodbye. Uh-huh. Literally just said goodbye. Get a text from Complex. The guy in charge of 102.5 does the mix at 5.
Uh-huh.
Hey, come see me when you can. All right, dude. The day's been weird enough, so fine. I'll walk down there, and I'm walking down there, so I get there. I'm like, hey, like, you good? Yeah. Jackie, he's here.
Oh, no. Jeez.
All right, cool. This is good. No, it's great.
Why do people think that works? You can't tell me like, hey, I need to talk to you later about something. No, you're just going to tell me now at this point because it's not going to work.
So Jackie comes over and then Complex goes into the, hey, Gavin's not feeling well. Can, you know, this is what Katie has to do. She can't really do it alone. Could you go with her? And so now I'm going to Disneyland.
Oh, I know. Boss man Barley. You know what I mean? Baller moves. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
Again, you are terribly misinterpreting what has happened over the last 24 hours. Not that I'm not excited, but we got a day Friday.
Yeah.
We've got a night Saturday.
That's right.
And I just learned this is great. She was like, hey, do you have a flight preference? I was like, I really need to like be with Katie. Can you just put me with her? Because like we have a lot to talk about. Yeah, no problem. Give me a second. All right, we got it booked. All right, you're set to depart at, I didn't even know this was possible. I swear to God, I didn't know. You're set to depart at 5:25 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
I did not know. Who leaves at 5:25?
That's just what you got to do sometimes. When I used to go to L.A. Once a month for some business, that's the
you caught that right.
Okay, pal. That was the move. I mean, me and Jazz, that's the flight. We get on that 5:30 if we were really like pushing it, like 6:20 flight, and we was at the airport by 3-4 in the morning.
To be clear, I love Katie. You know I'm doing this for us. We're the only people who haven't been invited to Disneyland.
They don't even ask, dude.
Yeah, they
like the way, like Katie was, we go multiple times a year.
That's great, great.
Abe is going.
He just got here.
He got here 2 days ago.
Abe is going. Andy been there, God knows how many times with his kids. They sent that trash ass afternoon show from a few years ago. They got thrown out.
What?
Oh, D'Lo and KC though.
They got thrown out for real?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Carl has Disneyland tattooed on his arm, and we can't go.
Right?
That's
right?
Crazy. By the way, side note, the Tigers have eliminated the Astros. Wow.
There it is.
Wow.
And it's over.
But, yeah, you know, just talking to Walt Disney.
That's not what I was doing. I was talking to a wonderful woman named Carissa who was out making sure my name was spelled right.
So
my flight book.
While you were out, there was a couple things that went on. I'll fill you in on the last thing first.
Yes, Scooter. I'm sorry. I apologize. Abe, yes, the pocket watching champion of the world, Abe.
That's not who he is.
That's actually what he gets for winning. He gets to go to Disneyland. Y'all thought it was a work all these years.
Wow, Kenny.
Champions go to Disneyland.
That's not who he is. It's not who he is.
Disneyland says otherwise.
Well, Abe's going to Disneyland and you're not, pal. That means he's the champion.
But,
and if you don't think I'm filming a video somewhere in front of the teacups where it says, Abe, you just won the pocket watching championship of the world. What are you going to do now?
I'm reporting it as spam. But we were going over, the who has the most to prove, what superstar has the most to prove, or whatever. Uh-huh. Me and Jesse, we don't put that label on Dame a little bit. We do put it on Joel. We don't put it
really?
On Dame a little bit. Yeah, because
Dame is solidified. I think.
Yeah, I think
he's
I think
good.
He's
Dame
he's
Lillard.
Verified. Yeah, yeah. He's verified.
So Dame Lillard's cool, just not winning. Wait, Joel's not solidified?
No, Joel has never gotten past the second round. We talked about it.
So
grand
what?
Opening
he's
grand.
Won it. How
That's
many
not postseason success.
No,
though.
How many MVPs has Dame Lillard won? What the hell were y'all talking about? Why I left?
Great. Now he's mad.
You talk about Dame is solidified.
Well, Dame's been to the conference finals at least. Joel has not.
Yeah.
Dame has taken a team like to the conference finals, ran into one of the greatest Warriors teams ever and all that, but like Joel has not led a team to anything.
Yeah, Joel got it. Joel could get swept in the conference finals this year and it'd be like, all right, cool.
That'd be something.
At least we've seen you do that. Like he can't be staying. And then the second round losses are like kinda nasty. Like Joel, I think
Joel Embiid,
he's got
has
more to
something
prove.
To prove, and Dame Lillard doesn't.
Yes,
yes, I agree.
No, hi Carissa. No, I'm back. No, it's fine. No, it's good. Let's talk some more.
I felt pretty good about that take too.
What I walk out of the room and you two ain't you believe this idiot?
now, mind you. I don't think Joel has anything to prove as the type of is like the talent that he is.
He's an all-time great.
Yeah, he's certified and verified.
So what
in that
does he
respect.
Have to prove?
That he's a winning player. That he's a winning player. He hasn't won.
Okay.
He hasn't been successful in the postseason. But that wasn't even the point. But the point was,
sorry, by the way.
We were trying to figure out what other superstars have something to prove. Jesse asked me about somebody in the West. And then we were talking about KD. We were like, nah, he's verified, certified, book. And then
some
like,
people differ yeah, with that. I don't. Yeah, I don't agree. But some people
that's
would
what he
differ
said
with
too.
That.
But then we said, does De'Aaron Fox have something to prove?
Mm.
And it's levels to it, right? And I one of the things I brought up was, you know, this is probably the best team he's ever played with. It can't be a play-in situation. And then when you talk about the respect that he gets, I talked about podcasts that I was listening to, and they were talking about like storylines for the preseason, mm-hmm. and they start talking about the Memphis Grizzlies, and they're like, yeah, is it inconceivable to think the Grizzlies, you know, can find themselves as the top seed or top three, because you know Ja's gonna be back and you know Ja's gonna be crazy. It's a lot for him to prove that he's, you know, one of the top young players in the league and one of the top young guards, and you know the odds for him to be on one of the top two all NBA teams is this odds, that odds. And it's like, okay, well, who does he have to contend with? I mean, there's Donovan, there's this player, you know. Yeah, it could happen to, and they're just going on and on, and I'm sitting here listening to this and like, De'Aaron Fox just ain't alive, huh?
Mm.
De'Aaron Fox don't play basketball no more, mm-hmm. and we talking about John Morant is back, and he's this and that. I'll say it right now. John Morant's not better than De'Aaron Fox. But in people's minds,
mm-hmm.
it feels like he's just never even thought of.
Mm.
Missing the playoffs probably hurt a lot, too.
Yeah. Well, John Morant missed a year and a quarter, and nobody cared.
Well, no, they cared. I think that's
as far as his comeback. Like, oh, he's back, so he's going to be back as one of the top players in the league.
Yeah,
De'Aaron Fox missed the playoff. They and forgot. So
well, you know what's weird to me? Before you continue,
yeah,
just because Ja and De'Aaron because we always knew it was the playoffs. We weren't stupid. Mm. Ja and De'Aaron started the playoffs the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like De'Aaron went nuts against the Warriors, and they forgot. And I can't, like, that's incredible to me.
Did Ja build off of his start, though?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
I think that's the issue. Like, De'Aaron didn't get to build off of it the next
season. Well, he did. Remember, he was averaging, like, 30 points a game. Now it went down.
But he still finished top 10.
But, yeah, he was still averaging 30 points a game till like, God, it must have been, like, January or February or something.
He finished top 10 in the league in scoring.
Yeah, but I feel like they're not going to pay attention unless, like, you're doing it in the postseason. Like, Ja did it, like, started in the postseason, debuted, and the next day was back, like, doing it. Like, De'Aaron Fox, whether it's fair or not, like, missed out, and that kind of put him back behind everyone again.
And that's fair. That's fair. And circumstances are a little different because Ja's coming back from an injury in a suspension situation.
Yeah.
But Ja misses the playoffs last year just like De'Aaron Fox. And the question is, oh, Ja going to be back this year, so he about to start cooking, and Memphis is going to be up here, da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm sorry, De'Aaron Fox is back as well. And he's got good teammates with him as well. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about Fox cooking. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about if Fox can be – he was eighth in the league last year in scoring. Is he going to push that up to fifth? Like, we not – the conversations aren't the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Jesse, I said, does De'Aaron have something to prove this year? Does he have something to prove?
With the Ja stuff, if I'm playing devil's advocate, I think the difference is it's like the Grizzlies missed the playoffs without Ja Morant being there.
Fair enough.
Like if the Kings missed it without Fox being there, like sure, you can make have that conversation and stuff. I don't know if Fox has anything to prove, though, just because I don't know if they're going to be paying attention. Like, I don't know, like, he can go to the second round, but I don't know if they're going to be like, oh, yeah, Fox is one of the guys now and all that, nationally at least.
And you said
he probably has.
I think they'd have to go to the Western Conference Finals actually pay attention. Like, De'Aaron Fox is one of the guys in the NBA right now.
Not even wow. one series win will do it. He got to win two to be in the conversation where they look at him like a Ja Morant.
Okay.
Now, I don't think he's wrong.
I don't think you are either. That's the problem.
Yeah. I think De'Aaron Fox is better than Ja Morant right now. Ja Morant is a top flight scorer, one of the best scorers in the league, and that's about it. He's not a good defender. He's an all right passer.
You know, that's
he's an all right passer. But yeah, I think De'Aaron scores close enough to where Ja scores and is a better defender. I'd say he's a better player.
I think honestly what the tougher comp is like all the hype that Jalen Brunson's getting. I don't think that's any different than what Fox did. Fox and Jalen Brunson are essentially the same tier of player, like pretty close, but Brunson gets talked about as if he is a top 10 NBA guy now.
Yeah.
I don't think him and Fox are that far apart, if at all.
I don't think so either, but Brunson also he did win a couple rounds.
Yeah.
And his games went he did what De'Aaron did in those first four games before he broke his finger. He did that like for 15 games in the postseason. Like he did go crazy.
Yeah,
he
but for how he's discussed though, like, I don't think like I said, he's not him and Fox are not that much different. I'm the same player.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I agree.
I'm with you. I have he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a little overreaction to him.
Mm.
Is that the Knicks thing?
Maybe he's good. Maybe it's Knicks. Maybe it's postseason. He's really good. That's not.
Yeah,
what don't
I'm
say questioning.
He's a bad player. Yeah,
man, they really talk about him though. Like he's the one. And right. It's like,
well, hoops hype, I think, because the rankings is projecting or whatever. That him top 10, like eighth, I think.
We know how great those were.
Yeah,
top 10 in
Austin
the
Reeves
in the NBA. I'm pretty sure. It was the entire NBA.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And I really like Jalen Brunson. I don't know. I don't know about that one. But do you think De'Aaron has something to prove?
Yeah, sure. This team hasn't won enough.
What is it though? What does he have? Like? What is like?
Well,
putting a name on what he has to prove.
Well, so what? So okay, maybe we need to manipulate this a little bit. Does De'Aaron have something to prove for who? For De'Aaron, no.
Right. Yeah.
For people who say that De'Aaron Fox is a top player in the top 15, top 12, top 10 player in the league. Mm. He's got to do something that proves us right. That's what it is.
And that's what we did talk about here.
De'Aaron, this is about us.
Here he's certified and verified. Like we know he's a franchise. He's the franchise player. But nationally, and once again, there's levels to it. Mm-hmm. I think nationally people think De'Aaron Fox is a really good ball player. You know, a potential or borderline all-star player. There's no shame in that. But we think he is on the level of a John Morant, of a Jalen Brunson. And I think nationally they would scoff at that idea, at that notion. And yeah, he's got a, if he cares, he probably doesn't care at all.
He does not care at all.
He's got to prove that he's on that level.
De'Aaron, if you're listening, this is about us. We need you to prove all these haters.
You need to do us a solid here.
Yeah, because we've been riding for a few years now, and we just need to be able to go, see, I told you.
That's it. Even though, like, 26 points a game isn't good enough.
No, it's not. It's like, that's the crazy thing. Like, what does he have to do that is good enough to get that national recognition?
Bro, Fox was lighting up the first month of the season or whatever. We were checking the MVP ladder. It's like, De'Aaron Fox, he's honorable mention.
Yo, oh, thanks, pal. Well, that's good. He's averaging 34 points per game, but honorable mention. That was good.
Oh, man. But, yeah, that was discussed. You know, the other discussion, I don't know if you saw this. Have you seen LeBron's resume with the Lakers? This was floating around yesterday.
I don't think I did.
LeBron with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Seven-time All-Star, mm-hmm. five-time All-NBA, one championship, one NBA Finals MVP, 27-8-8 on 51-36-72. As a Laker.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
That is insane. Jesse was 100% right. That's a Hall of Fame career for somebody.
Dude has three separate Hall of Fame careers.
It's a
Cleveland, Miami, Cleveland again.
His Laker tenure is a Hall of Fame career.
That is crazy. James just texted us. He's on his way here. Apparently, Coach did a...
Oh, his mic. I thought when he said his mic was messed up, I thought he was talking about the home studio.
No. He was talking about his mic at the Golden One Center. It's programmed in pickup basketball dribbling noise. I saw Malik talk. Not Malik. We all saw Malik talk. Keon talked. We'll hear from him. And we'll talk with James Hamm. James coming from training camp right now when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. James Hamm going to join us coming up here, I'll say at the top of the hour, but probably near the top of the hour. We'll hear from Keon Ellis here in a minute as well. Let's get to these phone lines. Mitch been waiting to talk to us. Mitch, what's happening, baby?
Hello?
Hi, Mitchell.
Hey, Dame. How's it going, Casey? What's happening?
What's up, Mitch?
Hey, in honor of that, you're wearing a red hat. Yeah, so, yes, you're wearing it. Well, then they should have been at the Senators. But people were crying on Pete Rose should have been in the Hall of Fame. They should put a Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, you know, late. Then Barry Bonds belongs in the Hall of Fame. I'm losing my train of thought. What else is new?
It's hard to believe.
Mitch, you wanted to talk about the Kings starting lineup, too, I think.
I mean, he's no Larry Johnson. He's only 6'7".
Who's
Herter?
What's that?
Who's no Larry Johnson?
Keegan Murray.
Okay. All right.
He's taller than 6'7", Mitch.
A small lineup. Your best five plays play start for the team, I would think. And you have a good we're good on the bench, so you have another five guys that are pretty good. But the best guys should be starting, I think.
I understand that.
Thank you.
Keegan Murray's taller than
Was Larry 6'7". Johnson a draft comp that I missed a couple of years ago?
What I've often said, Keegan Murray's no Larry Johnson.
Did someone say to Mitch, like, hey, you know who that kid in Sacramento reminds me of? Larry Johnson. All right.
Shout out, Mitch.
That is my boy.
And shout out, Manny, host of the Chatty House after party.
That's right.
Manny, what's happening, baby?
I don't know how to follow that up, to be honest.
Can't. Just got to play your game, Manny. Got to play your game.
I was gonna say something about the Aces, but I want to backtrack to your time about guys having something to prove. And you said the name, like, Ja definitely has something to prove this year on and off the basketball court. Like, he needs to keep it together. He needs to be on that straight and narrow. He needs to, you know, stay on the court. Like, all that for him is big this year. I think that's a guy that really, like, the spotlight, there are going to be bright lights on that kid, regardless of how the team is doing or, you know, whatever the record is. Like, for him, it's just about getting through those 82 games and not having any issues. That's big. But go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad.
No, I was just going to agree with you. I think he will. I think Ja will be fine. I think he'll be all right this year. I mean, I can't speak on injury, but I don't think he's going to do anything other than injury to miss games or anything like that.
And we'll talk a little bit about it tonight, too, because we're going to talk Kings. We're going to talk the NBA, the WNBA playoffs. So go check us out on YouTube at 7 o'clock. It's going to be fun.
Oh, no, that's great. He just used us for his commercial.
No, it's good. That's a good look.
That's exactly
how it's a good look.
No, that's how you're supposed to do it, too.
Nah, that's exactly professional. Man, he didn't even drop the show name right now when he was plugging it. Chatty House After Party.
Let's go. 7 o'clock tonight on YouTube. Set your alerts.
I expect to hear from Manny every Wednesday on this show.
I expect to hear from Manny a lot more often when we do. I do want to bring this up because it's funny, and it puts an end to one of the top moments in the history of D'Lo and KC.
Okay.
And it didn't even dawn on me. Didn't even register, but Zabo caught it. D'Lo's finally on the end. Hashtag pop DJ.
That's pretty cool. I didn't think about it. It actually happened.
It happened. Every once in a while, stuff happens that I know, Kenny's going to have a field day with this. I didn't even think about it till Zabo.
I didn't know either. I didn't even pay attention, man. He's just out here doing what he can for our people over at the wake-up call. I didn't even realize. Yep.
Finally
he's
happened.
On the end.
Finally up the pop DJ that Kenny accused me of being. And there's nothing I can say about it anymore. Is that TC there? The TC, 916-909-1320, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. TC, what's happening, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC?
Oh, man, just vibing, man. You know, fired up about these Kings, man. Hey, I'm hyped up, Kenny. I see you at Media Day doing it big.
Doing what I can,
man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, D-Lo sent you out there. You know, courtside, Kenny. Stop that.
TC, a fool.
Hey, but look, hey, I'm fired up, man. DeRozan, listen, DeRozan holding speeches at the end of practice. Everybody gelling. You can't double team Fox. Don't like D'Lo and KC. I'm serious, bro. I'm going to call every day, bro, with this. This season is going to be special, dog. Seriously. I don't want to get on nobody's nerves or none of that or overhype the season, D'Lo, bro. But, Jesse, this is going to be special this year, dog, and I feel it. I feel it in my core on it.
Well, you're not getting on our nerves. You know what I mean? I love the vibes.
Yeah.
I agree with a lot of what you say. I think it's going to be a great season. Great season for the Kings. Where that ends up, I don't know. I always preface this. My thoughts about, like, who I think they're going to be and what they can do. It's regular season. I definitely think they can win a round or two in the playoffs, but I don't know that. It's matchups. Maybe some of the weaknesses that they have. Are a little harder to hide in a playoff series. We'll see. But I think regular season-wise, man, they're going to be top 14.
Okay, is there a minimum then on expectations that they need to win this year? Like as far as the number of games, like they need to win 48 at least or something like that. Do we care where they fall if it's planned and then you get in playoffs after that? Like what's the expectation?
Be in the playoffs.
Be in the playoffs.
That's the number one thing for me.
Doesn't matter how you get in?
No, I would really prefer you be a top seed.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I prefer, but if you got in there.
But if you get in at 7 or 8 and win 3 rounds, I don't care.
Yeah, no one's going to be mad about that.
I don't care.
Pre-regular season expectations for them this year.
Now, I'm going to ask this maybe numerous times. I'm still of the belief, and I think I'm in the minority, you get into the playoffs. That's your success. Some people would say you got to win a round.
That was last year. Just because they didn't make it last year doesn't mean the bar doesn't move. You didn't make it last year, but the trajectory still needs to be the same. And you have to, like, you tried to make the team better. you went and you got a player that you believe make the team better. I think getting to the, I do kind of think getting to the playoffs and losing in the first round would be a disappointment.
If they have this season, Casey has said, where if they win 52 and their first round exit, that'd be disappointing.
That's tough. That's going to hurt. Yeah, that's going to hurt. Tough. I mean, we've talked today about this team being a top four team, a top three team. Like, it's going to sting if they lose in the first round.
There's a number of different scenarios that I think change.
All healthy, by the way. You know, guys, healthy.
There's a number of different scenarios that seems to change expectations for people. For me, right? Like, because like you said, it's a different scenario. Like, if they were the sixth seed and, you know, won 50 games or something like that, they were the sixth seed and lost in seven games to the three seed, you know, losing a game seven on the road to OKC, I don't know if that would be looked at as the same failure as if you're the four seed, you've got home court, and you lose that first round, that does seem like a failure. So there's a couple of different scenarios to work through. Playoffs are a given. Like, you have to do that, though.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.